She thinks it was fucked up that I would have sex in my room with my roommate in the room sleeping. But I'm like, where was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do? Get a hotel?
Yeah, figure it out, bitch.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story from their life, and we decide if they are in the right or the wrong. Now, Sterling.
Yeah.
I need to know how you're feeling. Are you feeling right or wrong right now? Because it is like 8 a.m. your time.
I know. It is actually the earliest we've ever recorded in my life.
Well, can I ask you this? When you have something that's kind of pressing early in the morning and you find yourself going to bed late, do you set like multiple alarms? And like for me, because I don't know why, I don't sleep in my loft. I sleep on the couch. So if I have to get up early, I will sleep on my couch. So it's like, boom, I don't have to like crawl down the ladder and I can get going.
Yeah, when I have to get up early, I sleep outside just ready to go in all my clothes.
What else so was crazy. That?
Hey, Blair, you're like shoes on. I sleep shoes on.
But do you set multiple alarms?
No, I unfortunately am like the lightest sleeper in the world. Actually, this week I've had to do this. I've been waking up at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. because the birds are chirping. It's spring. Spring has sprung.
But can I just say, I'd rather have birds chirping than these fucking pigeons moaning outside my window. I swear to God. So I leave my window cracked. So because my apartment gets hot. So I have it like I have a screen. And I swear to God, I'll wake up and those pigeons are just like looking in going, like they're it's like they're doing it to taunt me. And I don't know how to get on their good side. Should I leave them food?
I think that's going to keep them there longer. I really think this might be a good opportunity to move.
I know, but like
you're sleeping on the couch because you don't want to go up to your little hole. You crack a window, but then it's like literal pigeons right outside.
But the rent prices in New York are so crazy.
I really have faith that you can find something.
Oh, I don't. Well, actually, do you want to be my realtor and do a little digging for me?
I guess I am pretty good at that, but I actually really can't take any pro bono work right now. Do you know when you're kind of just like agitated and you're like, I don't know, something's kind of going on within me and it's not good. It's actually so bad that I actually called my mom yesterday, shout out, and I said, I have to get ClassPass.
I don't know what ClassPass is.
That's like little workout classes.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of, I don't know, very like 2019, 2018. And I feel like if you're at the point where you're calling your mom to say like, I think I've hit rock bottom, aka I'm going to get some class passes, something's going on with you.
Can I just tell you, like growing up in a religious household and you hear all these stories, you know, Bible stories about the devil and so forth. And like, and then you start to see movies about like The Exorcist and so forth. I can see you're like, where are you going with this?
I am so confused.
There has been times in my life where I have been so low that I was like, what if I'm possessed by the devil?
Okay, new fear unlocked.
Because maybe you're possessed.
I don't think I'm possessed. I think I've just been on LinkedIn too long. Wait, why did I say it like that?
You know, the devil can manifest in many different ways.
Sometimes when you're on LinkedIn too long, that is the equivalent of being possessed by the devil.
I think that's in the Bible. I'll ask my dad.
No, I'm actually feeling fine. Not actually.
Fine. I've been in a terrible mood. Convincing fine. How can we perk you up?
You know what? Yesterday, I actually did an amazing thing. I went to the WGA library, shout out, and I read some movie scripts because I am working on a new idea.
Okay.
So watch out, Hollywood.
Can you tell us what they are, or are you trying to keep it under your
no.
tube?
No. Okay. You can bleep it, but I think I have a name of a movie that's going to sell fast. Bleep this.
Oh, that would. Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, well, something I know I am so excited about is we have a couple of absolutely fantastic guests coming on the podcast today.
Yes.
You know them from their podcast, Litty and Shitty in the Big Bad City, as well as many of their shows around New York. Please welcome our guests today, Emily Wilson and Chloe Richmond. Chloe and Emily, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, so Blair and Ashley were just talking before you guys jumped on the show, and I feel like he just kind of went through a little thing that you guys are kind of maybe going through or have gone through. Blair?
Tell us.
Okay, well, I got sucked in to Temu.
We love to talk about Temu. How good to start like this.
Yeah.
And was it, I think it was either Emily or Chloe. It's one of the two.
Okay.
Who bought the washing machine.
Me.
Idiot.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a New Yorker who's never had the privilege of having in-building laundry, at least. I've never even had. So you know I'm going to always be a sucker for the, hey, laundry machine for your house that you only need an outlet. I only need an outlet. I can do that.
For $1.
For $1 and one pair of underwear, and it won't even clean it. I put it in my shower. So that was, I bought so many of these and none of them worked. But that was like a hand crank one that didn't require an outlet. It just required a drain. Mm-hmm. That was the really sad one where John, my fiance, was like, you actually can't do that anymore because it's devastating to watch you churn our laundry.
Wow. You really had to hand crank it the whole time. Was it kind of like a salad spinner?
I had to like round and round. And here's Ellie. round and round, like using a lot of muscle. I would be dripping sweat.
That is so sad to visualize.
It was like midsummer. We of course don't have central air. I'm like in my hot bathroom, just like cranking an awful laundry machine that didn't even really work. And then it was huge.
I got the baby one. So I live in a tiny hole on the Upper East Side.
Love that.
Yeah, okay. We're familiar.
It's literally a hole. Actually, a hole.
Yeah, check it out. That's where I sleep.
No.
Yep.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
I know. This is a jump scare. So early in the morning. I'm so sorry.
Here, is that see. The doorway or is that the entire...
Okay, so...
Is that
I'm walking away from the microphone, so I will yell. You climb up the ladder.
Because I have a ladder.
And then you go in that hole. And there's, see that pipe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't control the temperature on that mother. So that's why I have an air conditioner that is not strong enough to withstand it, so I mostly sleep on the couch.
Wait, I'm sorry. I need to know. Yeah. Back up.
Before we get to Temu, we got to talk the hole.
There's a hole there, and that is, yep. I'm sort of wondering, is that opening, like, is that the width that you have up there, or is there a big room that we just can't see?
No, it's not the width.
All right, you guys, I'll take you on a journey. So I am going to have to...
Yeah. We've actually never done this before. We've really never done this before.
So that is...
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's not that bad. That's cozy. Just no window is a little spooky. The design of that entrance really makes it look like something bad is happening up there.
Well, yeah. The one time I had sex up there... look at me bragging. The guy got on top and he hit his head on the ceiling. So I was like, maybe we should stop.
Yeah, that'll happen.
But back to Temu.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. The hole in the wall is really important, but Temu.
Well, the one I bought was really tiny. It was for $5 and I put it in my kitchen and I, first of all, thought it was much stronger than it was, and I put way too much stuff in there, way too much laundry detergent, and it took about probably 2 days for everything to be clean and dry.
Yeah, and then it all wound up being really crispy because all the detergent you used.
Not crispy, creamy.
Ew.
Oh, God.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just want to say on behalf of like a Temu, Temu, whatever you may want to say, expert, you got to stick to the little things. You don't buy home
appliances.
You got to get like chunky jewelry, guys. That you can't go wrong with.
Temu sells that? Temu?
Temu, Temu. Let's say Temu.
Okay, Temu.
Temu?
Temu, wee moo.
You need to get lunch boxes, 4,000 of them for $2.99. Mm-hmm. Temu. Yeah. Not home appliances, you guys. You should have asked me first, Blair and Em.
Yeah, I know. Ask me first. I mean, honestly, the fact that it's meant to be like a giant machine and I bought one that's meant to imitate that for $5.
Yeah.
It's an us problem.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So you guys have been friends for a while and
yes.
podcast hosts for
yes.
a minute. a minute longer than that. But we like to kind of talk to, I feel like, other people that are kind of podcast hosts slash friends, which Blair and I ultimately are, even though we're now long distance. What is kind of like your, do you feel like you guys kind of like fall into specific like patterns or like conflict styles when, if you ever do have an issue, like friendship or even professional?
I feel like you and I are both, I always send you this meme and I think it's true for both of us. Little miss, I freaked out. I didn't realize everything was going to be fine. We will like brush the biggest things off of our shoulders, but we will freak out at the littlest things and get so worked up over them for them to ultimately be fine.
Totally. Like, we can make such a small deal into like our whole personality for two episodes, maybe.
Yeah.
And one of us will always like try and talk each other down, but I think we're both kind of so similar in a sense where we're like, yeah, that's the biggest deal ever and we're fucked.
If we ever do have I can't even think, like, it's so like, I'm not afraid to be like, hey, and she won't be afraid to be like, hey, and then it's immediately over.
That was like the dumbest thing we've ever said.
That's beautiful.
Going back to the smallest thing that you freak out over, can you give us an example?
Like recently, Emily was going to tell me about something about her wedding and I by accident said, I don't care.
That's true.
And that,
whoa. Yeah.
And then I immediately handed it to her in the moment. Wait. I went, hold on, let's unpack this.
Do you think that's mean?
Well, I've seen TV shows. There's one called Bridezillas. And I just know you're not, I'm not saying you're a Bridezilla, but I just know that that can be a triggering response.
Yeah.
Well, further context is she's my maid of honor.
So
I do think my one little caveat to, I hate to take sides, but I do have two dear, dear friends in my life who I love and adore and who live 10 minutes from me in my town of Los Angeles. And they actually are both engaged to be married. So I'm kind of doing double duty on two brides. Anyways, basically sometimes as kind of a girl not getting married randomly at the moment, I'm kind of like, maybe like there are specific details that I do feel like are so important to somebody getting married, but like, as a person who's maybe not in that process, you're like, maybe you should just talk to the two of each other. Like, they're like so minute details that I'm like, oh, maybe just this combo, just turn to each other rather to me.
You know, I disagree. Emily, she hurt you and you need to evaluate this friendship. You know?
Yeah, Sterling.
She spat in your
Sterling.
Face.
Me and you, girl.
Yeah, you know what it is that if I had another bride to turn to, I'm like the only person in my life who's getting married. So that's been my whole personality is I'm like, does anyone know what's going on? Because I don't. Can anyone help? Because I don't even know what's going on.
To be fair, Blair, I do agree, like based on seeing like brides on TV and movie brides, you definitely should not say that to them, no matter how intense they are, because this is like, this is your bread and butter right now.
Yeah.
And I do apologize publicly here for saying I don't care, but I actually didn't at the moment.
Care.
Now I do.
Now she cares.
There's a good example of bad behavior on my behalf of like, sometimes I should think before I speak.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You guys famously host Litty and Shitty in the Big Bad City, the podcast. And so we have a game based on your podcast today. So we play a game on this podcast called Heaven or Hell. And so we're going to present some different scenarios that I would say could be described as litty or shitty in New York City. And you're going to tell us if you're in that scenario, if that's heaven, hell, or if you're kind of indifferent, purgatory.
Just so you guys know.
What?
I draw the line at living in a hole.
Okay. No, I know.
That is my hell.
That is hell.
Okay.
That is cool. The lowest.
I mean, I'm trying to get Blair out of that hole every day.
Emily lives kind of in a hole.
I live in a little more open hole. And I love my hole. But yours is more of a hole.
How many feet is your hole?
I just got my floor replaced, so I can actually tell you. It's 8.5 by 11.5.
It's gaping.
Mine is 240 square feet.
My hole is tight and right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number one, city biking, home tipsy. Is that heaven or hell?
Heaven.
Heaven. It depends. It depends if you're city biking like a 5-minute journey for funsies or if it's like this is actually your commute home.
No, if you're tipsy biking home, it's not like you actually have to do it. It's
right.
Like you're choosing to make it heaven.
And it makes all the hellish aspects about it more fun.
With your music in and your tipsy on, I couldn't think of anything better than the breeze in my hair.
But I think the key word is tipsy. If you're drunk, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
Well, and if you have music in your ear, what if a car comes up behind you and you're just like jamming out to Kesha?
Just one AirPod.
Oh, just one. Okay.
You always should have one ear open to God in the street.
That's true.
Next one. Menus with no prices.
Oh, hell. If I am ordering food, you better believe a big part of that choice is based on the number next to it.
Although, I do find it kind of tacky when you're like at a restaurant and they're reading out the specials and they're like, and for $3.99, we have.
Right. Well, the specials that they read them out, it's like, then hand me the piece of paper and show me the price. But like, we were recently at a dinner together and.
Were we?
We were. And the filet mignon was $44. Or you could do a price fix appetizer, entree, and dessert for $40. And I'm like, I'm going to do that and I'm going to get the filet mignon.
It was restaurant week.
So it was sort of like, oh, I'm getting a better deal here if I go with this one. So like that influences completely what I'm getting.
I feel like restaurant week, no offense, I've never gone to anywhere good. I've gone to places that are supposedly good, but I've been always like mediocre experience.
I feel like they stick on a restaurant week sticker because they want to get you in there, but it's never the good one.
Whenever it's like part of a whole hoopamala. That's a word. It's like it always feels forced niceness, and it's like I don't I'm not into it.
Okay, next one. Someone asking, "Excuse me, miss, how much do you pay for rent?"
Is that heaven or hell?
That's hell.
Heaven for me.
Yeah,
I got a good deal.
It says a lot about everyone's apartment.
Yeah,
but you're kind of being filmed actively.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to be like. I don't want someone in Washington Square Park to ask me what I'm wearing. I don't want someone to ask me what I pay for rent. And I don't want someone to ask me what I do for work.
Okay. So just like not talk to you.
Except for, which is kind of funny because I love to talk to anyone who talks to me on the street.
But the idea of if it's like for a video, it's like someone's going to get mad at whatever I say. So I just,
you should have a podcast.
So you should have a podcast. Yeah. So people can get mad at us all the time.
Somebody came up to my friend and I in Los Angeles and they said, they were following us. I goes, excuse me, how much money have you donated this year? We were like, oh my God. And then we're like, oh, we're not interested in this. And they're like, why?
They do this all the time when I go to UPS. And I'm always at UPS. I'm always dropping off Amazon returns.
Right.
UPS drop off. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes UPS will make my ass pay for a box to return it in. And I'm like, pay $3 for a piece of paper. So they make you pay for the little shit. So every now and then I'm putting my card down a couple bucks to return something. But everyone who works at UPS at my location, they will be like, it's going to ask you something. Just hit no. And it's like, do you want to donate to like kids cancer? And they're like, just say no and then move on. And I'm like, oh.
You do that at Petco too.
I'm like, well, what if I wanted to donate to the cancer? So at UPS, they're saying, nope, no one should be donating.
I love when they say no.
Yeah, just skip. Yeah. Just skip. I love that.
Okay, next one. The And Just Like That reboot. I know it's kind of been on for a few seasons, but how are we feeling? Are we excited for season 3? Should we think it would have just stopped back in the day?
I hate watch it, but I wouldn't miss an episode.
Oh, I love that.
Amen, sister.
I love that.
I am uncomfortable. Che Diaz is a character from hell, but I can't stop loving it.
Well,
they're not coming back.
Yeah, season three, they're gone.
Wow.
I feel like they kind of forgot how to act.
Definitely.
When Aiden's son, I forget what happened to him, but he was crying in the car.
Yep.
It was, okay, first of all, a little dramatic, but it was also like.
Yeah, I didn't believe it.
Now I want to watch.
It was so awesome.
I want to watch that scene.
I think you would actually like love it.
Yeah, I bet I would.
So I've just started, I'm rewatching the original.
Oh my gosh, like, me too, right now.
Yeah, and it's so good. And I will say there are so many like little nuggets leading up to And Just Like That. Like they did their research. Let me give an example. Miranda opted to have a drink like early in the morning and all of the girls were kind of like, you're drinking? Like being judgmental or like little moments showing that she's about to have an issue.
Mm. Oh.
And I thought that was interesting. Like she also, there was a moment with Steve where she like had a like a shooter in her pocket and she's now an alcoholic.
Well, hold on.
So you're saying they did their research on their own show?
Yeah.
Well, but
and that's huge.
But
and that's huge.
To piggyback on that, she was an alcoholic for like three episodes and now she's fine.
Oh, yeah. See, their story's definitely not. They're not. They're a little confused. But I guess when you're that age, it's all confusing.
Where am I? Where are my kids? Where's my man? Is that what the storylines are?
Kind of.
Where am I? Where are my kids? Where's my man?
Okay. So your next one, bros playing spike ball in Sheep's Meadow.
That is so funny.
I would say that's a hell that turns heaven.
I would too. Mm.
Because I see that and immediately I'm like, can you not?
Me too.
And then they invite me to play and I'm having the best day of my life.
If
that's what that
if
is.
If their shirts off Sheep's Meadow.
Play. Let us watch. Okay. Play and let us watch.
I recently was in Sheep's Meadow and the all of the bros and the boys and
yeah.
those were all together, yeah. Shirts off. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
But I also like want their volume down.
Yeah. Their timbre is always so loud. How are you so loud without a microphone?
Okay. Well, that was our game. Thank you guys so much for playing.
That
you did
was
amazing.
Fun.
That was an excellent amazing. Game.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Chloe and Emily, we've come to the portion of the podcast where the two of you have maybe done something a little morally questionable, and Blair and I are here today as etiquette experts to kind of parse out and decide if you were in the right or the wrong.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, kind of take it away.
Okay, this is amazing. I'm so glad that we have you guys here to clear up this issue that we're having, or we once had.
It's been a recent debate.
So I'm going to start off by saying, let's go back to college years. Let's go back to when you're
18.
When you have a roommate.
No, a literal sleeping roommate.
Yeah. Emily had a roommate when she was in college and
as a lot of people tend to.
And so did I, and so I'm sure you guys did too.
Yeah.
But I would never have sex in the same room as my roommate freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. And Emily always tells this story that she was having sex in the same room as her roommates. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think I'm
and I think it's really disrespectful and disgusting. However, as time has gone on.
Wait. But that's part one.
Okay, part one.
She thinks it was fucked up that I would have sex in my room with my roommate in the room sleeping. But I'm like, where was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do? Get a hotel?
Yeah, figure it out, bitch.
Like, doesn't everyone kind of do that in college? It's like you're coming home from a night out. You're going to have sex in your bed, your twin bed. It's college. You're 18. Like, that's what's happening.
I don't think so, honey.
Okay, part one.
Part one. Cut two. What? 5 years later?
Yeah, 5 years later.
You can continue.
5 years later, we have a kooky, crazy night, you know, and we end up coming back to my apartment with two boys and having sex with them in the same room. And...
It wasn't like, a foursome. Like, it was like separate
It was
sex.
Not a foursome. It was just like it was happening side by side.
Oh, okay. You were parallel playing, if you will.
We were parallel. But nothing was happening. And someone was asleep in your room. Do you remember that part?
I forgot about that.
Someone was asleep in Chloe's room. She had a friend staying, visiting with her on a trip. And she was sleeping. And not only did we come home and like stay up late, but then we both started parallel boning in her living room while the friend is trying to get a good night's sleep. Like, I'm going to add in just for fun, because it was probably true, like the night before her flight. Like, it was like she had to get up early.
Okay, wait,
flight.
But that's not what we're talking about, because that we can both agree on is disrespectful.
Right. But I'm like, so now we're kind of in a similar situation when we're 23, maybe, like older and should know better. And then you participate in the thing you gave me so much shit for.
The friend was in that same living room or in a separate bedroom?
In a bedroom right there. I mean, how thick can a door be, folks?
Okay, but door. Give it.
But door.
So when you guys were parallel boning, what decibel would you say you were at when you were in the mix of it?
I would say we were pretty quiet. We were trying to be respectful.
It was all quiet on the Western Front until I queefed.
And then Emily queefed and it all ended.
It's true.
The queef that sent us all into giggles.
Yeah, then we all just started laughing and it was like, let's just go to bed.
Wait, so everyone was kind of aware, the four of you were all aware of the scenario going on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Had you talked about it prior? Like, hey, this scenario might happen. We're both down for this.
No.
We were not expecting to parallel bone. Okay. Ew, I hate saying the word bone. It's so not.
I like it. It's fun. But
okay, parallel fornication.
The real moral question is being 18 and having sex in the same room that your roommate is in. I think that that's so much more appropriate at age 18 than it is at age 23.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Well, Chloe, you said specifically freshman year. Now, at what point did you start to change your mind as far as like...
Wait, I would also like to point out, were you still with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
She was in a long distance relationship freshman year of college. So it's like, if you were single, I know your ass would be boning in the same room as someone else.
No.
Yes.
No.
How long were you in this relationship?
I was in that relationship for like 5 years.
It was her high school boyfriend into college and they were long distance. She was not doing all those things.
Yeah, but hold on, sweet thing. Listen to this. You can't have sex in the same room of a stranger.
It's not a stranger. It's my roommate.
Who the fuck is that?
Like, what else was I going to do? What, are you going to be celibate in college?
I guess in college, a lot of times you would kind of get booted from your room and you'd either maybe go sleep in a friend's room. Or, like, I feel like usually there was, like, kind of correspondence of, like, this might be happening. I remember kind of a famous incident, which I moved my twin XL, of course, mattress to my other friend's room so I could kind of sleep there for the night. So I think that was kind of happening, at least at my college, but I don't know.
Emily, did you know your roommate's class schedule?
This is where it gets
Well, here's the thing. She kind of stayed at home a lot. Like, or at least when I was there, like, it was very rare when if I would be there and she would not be there. We didn't really have a relationship aside from, like, being cordial. So, and here's the thing. It's not like we were being so loud. Like, we were trying to be quiet, but it's like, you know, you're 18 years old. We didn't know. It wasn't like I knew, like, hey, girl, I might be having sex tonight. It's like, I was in this new relationship. I was having sex every night. What am I going to tell her? Every night? Can you leave? You know what I mean?
Wow, all right,
you don't
night?
Have to brag about it.
Jesus.
I'm more just God. Like, I don't think it's that crazy is all I'm saying. I think a lot of people did it because they were in that situation.
Do you think she ever kind of repaid the favor to you? Like, do you know, did you ever feel like you were taking one for the team? Because
she was unhappy. She expressed unhappiness.
No, she pretty quickly was like, can you not do this all the time? And I was like, I think I was defensive in the moment, but then I was like, you're right.
You're like, I'm horny. I'm going to do it.
Wait, so she never was having sex in front of you. It was never kind of that kind of reciprocal. Okay. So she expressed unhappiness. Did you stop or no?
You know.
She didn't stop. Don't even.
I think we went to his a lot more. I think we went to his a lot more.
It's so hard because in this time of my life, and I hate to be this way, and I'm trying to change, I'm really sex negative. I'm sex negative right now. I don't know. The month of April, I'm sex negative. So I'm like, I feel like I've been more shaming.
I also feel sex negative.
I don't know. I think it's just something in the air. I'm not always like this, but I just feel like recently my friends have said something and I'm like, I'm disturbed. Even though I should say, go girl, you know?
I do think as I've gotten older, I've been more like, that should stay private. Like, I have been more like, I don't need to know. Like, I used to be a girl who was like, want to hear every detail. And it's like, ew, no. And now I'm like, ew, no.
First of all, I just want to say, I think you are both wonderful people. Stellar personalities. Very fun to be around. Thanks. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
Up top.
Okay.
But first, I'm going to start with Emily. Emily, when we asked about like what this roommate's schedule was like, you're like, she's always at home. And this sounds like someone who was scared to meet new people. And she only had a connection with you. And it sounds like she was trying to make a friendship connection, but you were being closed off having sex.
That's what you said.
No, but.
And then she got defensive. Okay, wait. Okay, what's more?
Well, I think we were not very compatible. Now I'm much more like the way she was in college. But at the time I was like downing handles of vodka and like, let's go clubbing. And like, I would bring friends over for a pregame. I think it was pretty early on. We were like,
what was she doing while you were pregaming? Trying to read a book.
Yeah, like doing homework or chilling or like getting good at school, like doing the right thing, being a normal person. I was the non-normal person. I recognize, by the way, you guys.
Emily!
I recognize that I was like, it wasn't nice. I'm not like proud of this. The only argument I'm trying to make is that it wasn't like abhorrent behavior. It was like, I align more with my roommate's behavior now. But I will say at the time, there was never potential for like a best friendship there. And she became very good friends with our suite mates because we like had like a suite.
You have a lot to say for something that we're trying to wait for the
This is day. Defensive I just wanted to make it behavior. Clear that,
yeah, this is some crazy behavior. Oh, like I'm now exhibiting bad behavior?
You're getting defensive. So you know that you've been bad.
Yeah.
You've been naughty.
Yeah.
You were doing all kinds of sex in front of her. And you know what she was doing? She was being a role model.
Yeah.
She was asking, hey, could you not?
And you know what? I think she works for the UN now.
And she's going to take you out.
I made that up, but I'm pretty sure she works at the UN.
And see, had you not had sex in front of her, you could have gotten like, I don't know, security clearance or done all this major stuff. But now she's like, no, that's that girl that had sex in front of me. I don't want to help her out.
I am almost positive she must speak so poorly of her freshman year roommate.
I do too of you.
So hey, I am going to say bad behavior, but you have grown. So you have good behavior now, but this back then was bad behavior. All right. Now, Chloe,
you're
very
what?
Judgmental of your friend.
Whoa.
And you were in a relationship, so you weren't getting to experience that vodka-inducing sex times in front of strangers that we all need to experience.
So she was jealous.
So I was hearing jealousy. And then a couple of years later, what are you doing? You're parallel boning in front of someone else.
Turns out you wanted to do it so bad, you did it as soon as you could.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's bad behavior that... You know, you were so shameful. And then you're like, whatever, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, that is so me. I'm going to do it now.
Here, I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to say this. I think the 23-year-old behavior, actually, fine. I'm actually saying totally good behavior, fine for that. I think a door is everything in this world. And I think a door is ultimately giving a separate room. And a separate room is giving earplugs. It's giving, I don't have to see anything. I at least have some privacy. Yeah. And I think that sounds like a fun night out and a good memory. I don't know who that friend is, but I hope they're still in your life. So maybe that is fine.
They are in my life and they didn't know that was happening.
They still don't know.
Oh,
right.
And that's fine. I think if they don't know, literally go off. You know, I'm like, as long as it's out of sight, out of mind, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't see something, don't say something.
Exactly. I think the kind of behavior from earlier in one's life, I say this, one, totally makes sense. And that is very cool. I want to say it sounds like you were way more cool than I was in college. I'm like, yeah, it randomly didn't happen. I don't know. You're kind of, so it sounds like I'm coming from a standpoint of like bad behavior, but very cool. I guess that's cool.
I'm saying bad behavior, but because of jealousy, because I was not cool. So I was just jealous that I wasn't cool.
Same. I was like, yeah. Loser USA. But
it sounds like everyone who thinks it was bad is just jealous that they weren't having sex.
Well, but anyway, so I think altogether, unfortunately, I am going to be deeming the scenario bad with Blair. So Emily and Chloe, you have been deemed bad behavior. But we like to obviously give the opportunity for our guests to redeem themselves. And so we do have a little punishment for you guys to read aloud to kind of cleanse the scenario that we're going to send to you guys to read.
You'll start. We are so, 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 so sorry. We really pride ourselves on being cool New York girls in the know, and that it was uncool.
So to make up to y'all, we searched Instagram's Ask Meta AI, and it came up with an awesome gift idea to repay you guys.
So drumroll, please.
To make up for our terrible behavior, come join us this weekend to go hoverboarding on the East River, holding American flags with one of our all-time favorite people, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh my God.
As he always says, I'm not a lizard, and we can promise neither are we.
We are not lizards.
Wow. That was amazing. Do you kind of feel that guilt lifted?
I do. I sort of feel like I can't wait to hoverboard.
Yeah, I'm excited to hoverboard on the East River. I don't think I could think of anything better to do.
With American flags. That could not be more awesome.
And it didn't say topless, but I think we'll be topless.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go big. Amazing. Okay, well, you guys, before we wrap up, can you tell listeners where to follow, find you guys, and any upcoming shows or anything to plug?
Yes, you can follow us on all platforms at Lydia and Shitty, but no I. So Lydia and Shitty, like S-H-T-T-Y, okay. On all platforms. And then I am at The Real Emily Wilson and Chloe.
At Clobro.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.